up with the Wagners with Tim and Dana Wagner, Chief Meteorologist John Fredericks, and Traffic with Tom Hawley. You're watching News 3 Today.
Hi, we're whispering out how we're going to do this so we're not in, getting in the way of Dana's reading. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
With me this morning is Stacey Escalante.
Good morning.
And her 4-year-old son, Will, who's been kind enough to join us for this segment. This is a very special Mommy and Me. What we're doing all the way through the holidays, Stacey and I were at the park the other day and came up with what we thought was a great idea. You'll have to let us know. But Stacey used to report here. She went to spend more time with her kids. She's still working, and by doing that, you're able to work out of the home so you spend more time with Will and Gabriella, but she's working for Inventor Moms. And what you're doing is you're helping get the word out about their cool inventions. Usually they're on the Today Show, Oprah, the stuff they've invented. She's been kind enough to share some stuff with Wake Up with the Wagners. And Will is creating some artwork here, and that brings us to our first thing that we're going to feature here. That's all about, Stacey, we were thinking, let's come up with some holiday shopping ideas that are hassle-free for moms, and they're not just generic gifts. These are going to be personalized specialty gifts that you can get with the click of a mouse. While it's germane what he's doing here, creating artwork, because this is a book of art, of all of Will's
exactly.
art.
Exactly.
So take us through what this is.
How many moms and dads you come home and your kids, you love what they have. You have piles of artwork from them. You put them on the refrigerator, but then as my mom has all of my artwork, what do you do with it? You put it in a box and then it sits in a closet. So this mom and dad came up with the little author. And so what they do, you send in all of your kids' artwork and then they make an actual book out of it. Kim has one of Will's books there.
Right.
You personalize it. It has his own artwork on the cover, the title. And then inside you can have a special dedication to grandma and grandpa.
And we can show some of those pictures because I know you came in early and had some things made up so people can really get a sense of what this all is. This is all of Will's artwork that you sent in, and there's special captions. Does the company do those captions? Can you do your own captions?
You can do your own captions.
Okay.
They have a whole spot on their website where you go and you can put in what you want, or you can let them have their creative license. But a lot of people know what their own child did, right, Will? So he did self-portraits. That's his fuzzy teddy bear. And then also at the end, you can do about the author, and you have the picture of your child in there,
yes.
which is
and
so special.
Open up. This is so cool.
I actually started crying when I opened mine because I saw the sample.
I'm opening up Will's right now here at the bistro table and you can get a shot of this and see how cute this is.
I was able to write all that, and it says, Will's a sensitive, caring, lovable 4-year-old boy who loves to color with his little sisters, and his
cool
teachers
stuff.
Are so proud of his artwork. So.
Well, I love this is because, you know, you have the grandma who has everything, the aunt who has everything, and so this is a way to be able to, you can change the dedications.
Definitely.
So you can do one body of work and then change it for your sister or for your mom or for dad, and also this builds a lot of self-esteem for the kids, too, for Will to see all this artwork in his own book.
He was so cute when he came home and I said, look, Will, can you tell everyone about when you saw your book, what you wanted to do with it?
He's going back to coloring.
He's a man of many words.
So it can make it back in the book. Okay, we have another segment on this because I brought in all of Kate's stuff from preschool.
How many moms have that, right?
Exactly. I need to know now how to get from this to this book, and we're going to do that in our next segment in about a half hour.
Great.
So don't go anywhere.
Okay.
For now, though, we're going to toss it over to Tom Hawley to talk about traffic. Welcome back in. It is 5:37 on this Monday morning, and if you're starting to get stressed out about holiday gift shopping, Stacey is here to say, no sweat, no worries. Welcome me back, Stacey Escalante, her adorable son, Will.
Thank you.
Who's here creating some artwork for us, which pertains to what we're talking about. We just introduced people to how you can compile all of your children's art into one book. Now, let's tell people how they can actually do this, because I have my big thing
from
preschool.
Open up your closet and
I've been putting it all in this plastic bag. How can I get from this to this? How do I get in touch with these people?
Well, all you have to do, littleauthor.com, everything you can do is on the internet. So what I did is I 24 pieces of art and I just sent it in to them to their address.
Okay.
And then on the internet, on their website, littleauthor.com, that you can insert the text in there because on the books, you can explain what everything is. So in the beginning, there's a dedication to my daddy and mommy who display my artwork. I'm going to get one made for my parents, you know, Nana and Papa. And then you can put in all the little text in the bottom. They'll do it for you, but you get to say, you know, what. And then this is my favorite page. about the author. I mean, Will just beamed when I opened it.
That is so cool.
Isn't it?
And why I love these ideas, because this is shopping at the click of a mouse, and you don't have to beat the crowds, deal with all of that, and you can change the dedication. So this one gift, this one idea as far as his artwork can go to, say, five different family members.
Exactly, yeah. And then you also, time is money nowadays.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you said one magic number, 24. It sounds like you pick out the 24 pieces of art you like to feature.
Yeah, actually 24 pages, yeah. 24. And then the three is the dedication, the title, and then the author. And then, yeah, that's a lot, you know, to put in there.
Sure.
And you can
I have to be gauche, Stacy, and talk price. Sorry. How much
no,
is this going to cost people?
And a lot of teachers at Will's school go, we love it, but what is it going to cost? It is $45 for soft cover and
okay.
$68 for hard cover.
All right.
And then you got the more you buy, if you do multiple copies, then you get a discount, or you get the note cards. You know, you get personalized note cards. But
and Will is going to set you back a little more here. He's been doing some great artwork while he's been up here with us.
Willow, what are you drawing?
I'm tracing.
He's tracing
dinosaurs.
What
okay.
are we doing with your book? Can you tell everyone? Who are we going to give it to?
Van and Papa.
Thanks, Will. We're getting a wrap, so hold that thought.
Okay.
I do want you to tease ahead quickly. We're going to be doing this every Mommy and Me Monday now, leading up through the holidays. It's going to all be about hassle-free holiday shopping you have and personalized gifts. These aren't generic gifts. They're specialty gifts.
Personalized pacifiers, My Mom Rocks, kids' names on them, and again, mom invented, parent, people who work from home because they want to be with their kids, but then they need to make money, obviously.
I love this idea, so that's a...
My pacifier,
that's,
yeah.
That's going to be an invention we talk about next week, as well as a bunch of other things.
Right, because a lot of people are doing this. They're
right.
No more corporate world. They want to be at home and still make the money, and they're able to do it because the internet.
Right. You rock, Stacy. You know who else rocks? Tom Hawley. He's talking traffic this morning. Hello, Tom.
Hello. By the way, I think the only reason that Will took a moment with that answer is because the prompter was not properly loaded. And Will is the son of a couple of broadcasters, and so he's used to working the teleprompter. Wasn't quite up there.
Yeah.